its wisdom did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs and crucified. A stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things that are, so that no one may boast before him. He chose the lowly things, of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen. Amen. This is a wonderful passage for the first month of 2007. We believe in God. We believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. And we believe that the power of His cross. Paul said the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So this is the theme of this afternoon. The message of the cross is the power of God. The power of God. The cross is what? The cross is where Jesus died. The cross is the place the people put Jesus to kill him. The cross is, in this worldly idea, has no power, because cross is the place where the people fail their plan, where the people who ends their lives. The cross is the place every no power can overcome. The human power cannot overcome the power of death. So the cross, from our human idea, from our this word idea, the cross has no power. Cross is just the place of death. But God rather choose the cross to show His power. Why? Why God did not use Jesus' miraculous power, or why God did not use Jesus' wisdom? Jesus was full of wisdom. He had a power. Even he raised the people from the death. had a power, he had wisdom, he was a wonderful man, but God rather put his son on the cross. And God used that point. God used the cross to show the power of him. Why? Because he wants to use the foolishness. He wants to use the weakness, not to the intelligence, not to the powerful man, power, but the weakness or the foolishness or nothing can change the whole world. Even the cross, even the death, even the end of the life, if nothing can change the whole world, that is the message of the cross. That is the message of God he wants to show us. Of course, God can use Jesus as the king. Of course, God used Jesus as the ruler of the power. And because Jesus had the power, so he became the king of Israel. And so he used the whole troops of Jews and destroyed the empire of Rome, and he can change the whole world. But God did not use that way. God put his only son on the cross and used that point with the weakest, used the foolishness of the power of God. You know, it shows God cannot do nothing because Jesus on the cross. His hands are nailed, his legs are nailed, his heads were put on the thorn. What he can do? Just say something or just pray. He has no cloth, no clothes, no disciples, no apostles, no friends except his mother. So the cross is for me and for the people, especially the people at his age. The people around the cross says, look at that. The Son of God failed his plan. He can't do anything. However, from the cross, from that point, the whole world, the whole people is being changed. From that point, the power of God starts streaming out from the cross to us. Why? Because God wants to show the weakness of God is stronger than human being. The most weakness time, the most weakness point is much stronger than any human beings. God's weakest power is stronger than the strongest power of human being. And that shows the message to each of us. Even we are weak, even we are not wise, we don't have any power, we are not noble, we're just ordinary people, or maybe we feel we are weakest. We have no power, no hope. nothing. But God can use us, because God started His plan to save the whole universe from the cross, from the weakest time. So, if we feel weak, if we feel we are nothing, if we feel we cannot do anything, what we see, what we see in the church, some kind of strong man, wise and powerful men or women? No. We see what? The cross. This is the start of God's plan, God's work. So when we see the cross, we understand God can use this. We believe that God can start anything, because the message of the cross is the power of God. It's not just a message, or not just a story, not just a philosophy or ideas. It's a power. The cross can change our lives. The cross can change the whole universe. Even the cross, that the tool of death, can change the whole universe. It really encourages. What you have in your hands? Nothing. That's okay. What Jesus had in His hands on the cross? Nothing. Bloody hands. Even wounded. He cannot move. But He started God's job on the cross. Even He cannot walk, but He can start. He can throw out the power of God on the cross. If you cannot move, no worry. Just pray. And you will be, or you are, the man or the woman of God. If you put yourself on the cross. Because the message of the cross is the power of God. God can change your lives. God can change your environment. God can change anything. God can heal it. God can do anything. God has power. So the whole this year, I'd like to explain the message of the cross, but I want to emphasize that the cross, the message of the cross, is the power of God. Recently our Christianity kind of like become like a philosophy or theory or some ideas in our mind. That's wrong. Our message is not just a message. Our message is the power. Amen? We believe in God who has power. We believe in Jesus Christ who are on the cross. But even on the cross, He has power. Even through the blood, His blood can change our whole life. Or no, just one dip of His blood can change the whole people. The message of the cross is the power of God. If you cannot believe in God, you have to look at your Savior on the cross and see what He is. He can do anything, but He's filled of power. God used you. God wanted to use you. You're not intelligent, you're not powerful, you're not worthy. That's okay. That's why God chose you. Amen. Amen. You don't need to any power, this worldly power, no money. That's fine. That's great. That's why God chose you, to show the power of God. We do not prove our power. We do not prove our wisdom. We do not prove our wealth. We would prove the power of God. Would show the witness, the wisdom of God. And people amaze not us, but God. Why this guy? Why this woman shine like this? Why these people are talking like that? Why these people are acting like that? They look nothing. But God is working through their lives. Let's show the power of God, the message of the cross. Especially when we feel weak, this is the time to show the power of God. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for being here. And thank you for sending your Son to this world and put him on the cross to show your power, your weakness is much stronger than our strength. Your foolishness is wiser than our wisdom. Lord, we want to experience your power today. And also we want to show your living power to the people who don't know you and who thinks that Jesus just died and do anything now. Lord, we pray that use our weakness, use our foolishness to show your power, to show your wisdom, to show your love, Lord. The message of the cross is the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.